Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
John 10:10 says, "The thief comes to only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly." Those are the words of Jesus. How much does God want to bless us? Some seem to have a limited idea, as if God only wants to bless us in small ways, and they live as if there are limits to what is possible. But the Bible gives us a completely different perspective. Jesus said that he came that we may have life and have it abundantly. Literally means to have it till it overflows. It's a picture of blessings without limits. Think about this. God wants you to have overflowing blessings. Why so? The blessings that come your way won't just stop, but they're overflowing to others. God wants to bless others around us. The blessings we are talking about are not always financial, although they could be. More importantly, blessings are found in the form of hope in the middle of heartache, or peace in the midst of tragedy, or joy when circumstances are against you. Just think about the truths in his word and declare them in your life. Jesus said he came to destroy the works of the devil in 1 John 3:8. This means that you already have power over every form of spiritual oppositions. You can live in victory. So believe God's promises and expect his overwhelming blessings to flow into your life. This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, reminding you to go the distance in Christ.